The following talk was recorded at Libra Planet 2023, Charting the Course, an annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology from the Free Software Foundation. Libra Planet is a live conference, and speakers often use slides and other visual tools to assist their presentation. You can see the videos of these talks at media.libraplanet.org or on the FSF PeerTube channel. Libra Planet speakers do not represent the mission of the Free Software Foundation. We host speakers talking about their uses of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take a position on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the freedom of all computer users, Libra Planet is made possible by thousands of individuals. To keep our work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join. or by making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss. For more information on Libra Planet, please visit libraplanet.org/conference.
So that users can write reminders. Also, the developers do it, and when new things come up inside the VA that they need to support and they want to remind people, they, to do that, and they need to check to make sure people did things that they should have done, enterprise-wise, but on all the Vista instances and all the hospitals and that sort of thing. This the reminders are incredibly powerful and very, very, very helpful. And it's very nice, although it's not easy to write a reminder, it's very nice that, that users can do it if they need to. Okay, what's Vista's architecture? It's the one you're going to be interested in is a stack, an open source stack that will be Linux at the base, MUMPS, which is the language that was developed, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, in Boston. And does that, and then there's the code and the database, or whatever, which is all in MUMPS, and then there's software that connects up to it that is GUIs. Now, I have to say that many of the GUIs, not all of them, but many of them are developed in Delphi, which is a proprietary language. And the CPRS is that main GUI that the clinicians use. In fact, if you talk to some people at VA, they may never heard Vista. They call the program CPRS because that's the GUI that they use. And now we've looked a little bit about replacing it. It's very tough because it's a very, I guess you'd call it a thick client. It does a lot. And so it's hard to replace it. But, it's been worked on. And one of the things we're really not going to be successful doing, it, I can tell you, is to use Lazarus to do it. But I think the other things are going to end up replacing it, like, web-based things. So do it. So here we go. And YataDB is one of the open source implementation MUMPS that is used. There's the one inside. What the VA uses is a proprietary instance called from InterSystems called Cache. But it's expensive and it's also very hard to get your hands on one copy of it. So, and it's much better this way because we like to be able to support, people that can't afford Cache, and we want to be able to support educational institutions that want to use it. And this way you can write things and give them to them. Now the CPRS is written in Delphi, but it's still open source. It's just not the language it's used isn't open source. Okay. So MUMPS was developed at Massachusetts General Hospital in the lab of Octo Barnett, and it was designed for medical record systems. It's a hierarchical database, and it's rather like MongoDB is, and I understand Google uses the same sort of thing because it's fast and it's massively scalable. It's much better than an SQL database in terms of being able to expanded and keep it working quickly. It's easy to learn MUMPS. We had an instructor who at Robert Morris University who said you could learn MUMPS. She could teach you MUMPS in 2 hours, but that doesn't mean you could program in Vista for two hours. So one of the things that happens all the time is it's been said in front of Congress more times than I want to count that, you know, Vista needs to be replaced because it's programmed in MUMPS. And I think those of you that are developers know that you can learn another language and it's not tough. And that's not the reason they need to replace Vista. And they say, well, we can't hire MUMPS developers. It's the same thing. The VA originally would take lab technicians and others who are experts and train them to program in MUMPS to develop the packages in the way needed to be developed because they knew what was needed, as opposed to, you know, trying to get somebody that's a lab technician to explain to the program what needs to be done and struggling through all of that. The hard part is knowing Vista well enough and knowing all the APIs and knowing how everything interacts to become a good Vista programmer. That is much tougher. And that's one of the problems the VA has now is they don't maintain large, you know, groups of developers on each of the packages like they used to. They decided that they were going to get rid of Vista maybe 20 years ago, and they haven't been hiring more developers. They've been using contractors. The contractors very often don't know exactly what they're doing, so it just makes things difficult, to say the least. And a lot of times the VA programmers end up spending time doing nothing but cleaning up after what the contractors have done. So one of the good things about MUMPS is they've been using basically a standardized version of MUMPS, and they've been able to keep going for years. And it isn't always getting new versions so that you have to reprogram things. It continues to work. And it has a database of 40 years of Vista veterans data in it. So it is a gold mine inside the VA for research purposes and the rest. And it's been able to be moved from platform to platform to platform. So I don't think it would surprise anybody that you can use it in the cloud now. You know, the cloud is this kind of this buzzword that people hear, and they think everything magically is going to change because it was put in the cloud, which, you know, it's not the case. Originally, I don't know if I might have mentioned before that when they first started, the resources on the computers were so small that they could only use 4,000 characters in a routine, and they had very little memory. So MUMPS itself is written kind of cryptically. Instead of writing the word set, you can write an S, for instance, and you can. So it looks a little bit like, people say it looks a little bit like assembly language. Well, it can be expanded out to be more easily read, but most of the people that decide they want to expand it out so they can more easily read it, as soon as they learn it, they go right back to doing the easy stuff, which is to use S for set and that sort of thing. But it's allowed it to continue to work and work better and better as the hardware and software have gotten better. So that it continues to do well, and we don't have any reason to think it's not going to remain efficient and responsive and able to support veterans' medical records beyond 70 years, which is what's required for veterans. You have to keep their data for that long, and there's no reason to think that this program won't be able to do it. Now, you know, if the VA decides they're going to take on something else, then they're going to have problems maintaining all that data and upgrading it all the time. I think you know, if you put it on a CD, that's necessarily not going to last or work, or you're not going to have the equipment to run it sometime later. This is really good because you can keep using most the English. The program is text-based, and it uses a lot of text-based, you know, simple text-based content in the files. So WorldVista EHR is the software version of the VA's Vista. And we try to keep it as free as much as possible. But, you know, you can't beat some things. Like the AMA has what they call CPT codes that get used for billing. And the CPT codes, you have to buy them. And I have to say the AMA is making things more and more difficult to be able to load those into Vista. The CPT codes are incorporated in something called the lexicon. And the lexicon, and it's also got a separate file with just the CPT codes. But in order, that lexicon takes a lot of work to get, they distribute it to WorldVista. And then we had a process by which we made sure people had license for the CPT code and then we could give them the file. But the AMA is making it so we can't do that anymore. So now we're going to have to come up with a method of loading the CPT codes into the lexicon and whatever that we can give to people that get the codes and they can do it themselves. Now that's going to be quite a job. So that's one of the things that's a problem. One thing that people fairly frequently say is they think that the graphical user interface looks old-fashioned and clunky, but part of the reason is it has to be read by screen readers and it has to have the proper colors for people that are colorblind and all those other sorts of things. So it's tough to keep it working with all of those programs. And the 508 compliant, which is for the blind screen readers compliance, that is a proprietary piece of software is used in Vista. So that is another thing that's not free. Okay, the license I mentioned is we made AGPL and that was, we had GPL initially, but we went to AGPL because of people taking it and deciding that since they were running it on a network, they didn't have to observe the rules of giving back what they enhanced. So we changed over to AGPL. We had to add pediatrics and some other things to Vista. It's what we've added is, you know, very helpful, but it's further things could certainly be used to enhance it. One thing that's good is Vista has templates. So the users can make their own forms or whatever they want to use for OB, if they wanted to track progress of a pregnancy and they had a way they usually did it, you can make a form that will support that. And the VA does that all the time. And these templates are, provided so people can add them into their notes or they can use them in the first place. They all can also be used to complete reminders. They'll have a reminder dialogue, variety of templates. So it has all of that. So even though it may not have what you want exactly, let's say not enough, podiatry or something, you know, you can make it have it without having to have a major programming effort. Okay, and let's see. Yeah, like the open source alternatives I talked about that we try to replace those things. And that's one of the things we have to do with the code too, because originally the VA would write things so that they would not be tied to one version of MUMPS. But in the last few years, they've stopped doing that and they only support the cache version of MUMPS. And so when somebody wants to use something and it's got those in there, we have to rewrite those to make them work. Okay, so WorldVista has a website that has, I won't say it's a wonderful website. We have a website and it's with the schedules for our conferences in particular. And it has connections to some of the other things like Pop Health that we support. And also originally, back some years ago, I forget what the effort was called, but the government got involved in trying to get more programmers and users and informaticists working and trained in colleges. So they took a version of the VA's Vista and they added training into it. And then, but they were trying to distribute it on cachet, and eventually they decided that didn't work very well because everybody had to go out and get a license for cachet. It took a long time. So eventually we helped them port it over to an open source version of MUMPS. And so we've got something called Vista for Education. And you can find out some about that on the site. But one of the more valuable things is the conferences that we have, the recordings of what people presented so that you can listen to them. We also promote support a whole lot of websites, which some of them were started. In fact, most of them were started by something called Osero, which was an organization supporting open source that was actually funded by the VA. And so they developed several different things, including, the VA asked them to store the open source versions of Vista on their sites. And they also developed something called Vivian, which really shows you the structure of Vista, makes it easier to look at the routines and lots of other things about it. Anyway, when they went out of business because they didn't have enough funding and the VA didn't continue to fund them. So when they did, and I have to say, we sort of planned this from the beginning because we knew it might happen, because the VA was hoping that Osero would be able to self-fund, and they weren't able to. And so when it went under, we were ready and took over. We transferred all the assets that they could over to World Vista, and we've maintained that. And one of those is this site where the software that gets released every month gets given to us, and then we post it up on this FOIA Vista at worldvista.org. And Vivian, as I mentioned, I think you'll find is a very nice site for it. Has some graphical displays of Vista, and then it has another part that just has a lot of text documents you can link from this to that to the other thing. You can get into routines, and it's really good. You should take a look. At one point, the VA released a lot of educational software, and they still do, but they released it to World Vista, and we took it, and then Osero did what they could to organize it and post it so we could put it on a website. And the VA actually has a whole lot of training now that's online that can be accessed from outside also. I should have put that link in here, but I didn't. You sign up for that, and it's the same training that the VA employees can use for how to use pharmacy or, how to support veterans with amputations. It has all sorts of training on it, and a lot of it has to do with Vista, but most of it does not, and it's very good and all accessible. We have GitHub sites that include things that were developed by World Vista, but also a lot of other things that people have contributed. And you can get software that you might want to add into your Vista instance or enhance your Vista instance. We have Docker instances. One is called Vihu, which is developed from a VA training instance that is patched up every month. Somebody's patching that right now. And so you can see what the latest internals of Vista look like. And then we have a version of World Vista EHR on Docker Hub. And if you go take a look over there at that link, you'll see there's lots of different things on there.
Excuse me, Dr. Inflaside. We have a question about your previous slide. You described the CPT codes not being free in World Vista. The question is if there is any alternative to those, or if you could still work without them.
Okay, so depending on what you'd want to do, if you want to try and work in the United States, you're not going to be able to bill if you don't have these CPT codes. But when we do something, in fact, I don't know if George is on here, but when we do something, when we wanted to do, it's something called Cynthia, where MITRE developed a bunch of synthetic patients. And for education, what we try to do is import those patients into Vista so that you can have a Vista instance that has some data in it. And we can't put the CPT codes in there and distribute it. So he's come up with a system to replace the CPT codes with something else, but it wouldn't be something that you could actually use in practice. So does that answer your questions?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you.
Okay, let me see. Here. So the Kingdom of Jordan took on Vista and they investigated open source software. Jordan doesn't have money to speak of. They're a very poor country because they don't have any oil, believe it or not, even though they're right near Saudi Arabia, they have no oil. So, and they also have a whole lot of refugees there. So they're really just scraping by. And so they had two or three people that got involved in trying to decide what they wanted to do. And they decided they wanted to use WorldVista EHR. And they took it and they initially got some help with it. And they renamed it EHS Hakim. And they have run with it. And what they have done is just beyond belief. I mean, they not only are running basically all of the country's public hospitals on it. They do run the military hospitals on it. They do it on two instances of Vista. And they made some enhancements to make that all work. Vista's run in English. It's written it's basically in English, but they put a front end on it with help of one of our regular volunteers who worked with them for a while. And they made an Arabic database so that you could, register the patients and keep it straight with what's inside Vista. And so they've just done a remarkable job. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences has also put in WorldVista EHR and modified it some to be able to make it work for them. EHS Hakim, has been a good partner in that they are, planning to donate back the software that they've enhanced. So, that's really good. The All in the Institute of Medical Sciences has had more difficulties with that because the vendor that ended up supporting them isn't as willing to share things. So we haven't seen much coming back from that. But then also in India, the software was adopted. Vista was adopted and is used in a bunch of proprietary hospital locations. And we don't have much interaction with them, but we're very proud of what happened with in Jordan. And I forgot to put a link up, but if anybody's interested, I can give you a link to a presentation of what they've done in Jordan. They actually teach in the universities and have a library system. But it's all online for physicians. That doesn't have to do with Vista specifically, but they have just expanded and made a whole wonderful medical system with Vista being the core of what started that. Okay, so this is from a while back, but it had a survey of what people thought of their medical record systems. The biggest medical record system right now in the United States is Epic. The next biggest one is Cerner, which you see here. But Vista, it was back then. I haven't seen surveys since then. I don't know if they've been done less again. But, people really like Vista. And it's unfortunate that it didn't get recognized and didn't get utilized more. The Epic, by the way, is the biggest system outside the VA, and it is programmed in MUMPS. So the the excuse that you've got to get rid of Vista because it's programmed in MUMPS, it keeps coming up over and over and over, but it's just not true. And it just recently came up in a meeting at the House of Representatives. A VA person actually said it, and I was flabbergasted that they could say that. That, oh, we got to get rid of Vista because it's programmed in MUMPS. Okay, so here's the barriers to using Vista inside the United States. There's a lot of them, and I will say that you can't really use WorldVista EHR inside the United States except perhaps in a psychiatric hospital right now, because you have to get meaningful use certification. And the certification for meaningful use, we did it once when first meaningful use first started, but it became so overwhelming, all the demands they had and for what your system had to be capable of doing, whether or not you thought it was necessary, that we could not keep up with it. And inside the VA, they were thinking of doing it, but they decided not to do it. And one of the I'm trying to remember what one of the people said. It was meaningful use was neither meaningful nor useful to the VA, because they were already doing so many things, and they weren't exactly in line with meaningful use. It was going to cost them so much to try and convert Vista to use be meaningful use compatible. Then they decided not to do it. So what happened is the in the U.S. they've tied meaningful use certification to paying places. So they'll cut their Medicaid payments or Medicare payments, I think Medicaid also, if you don't have the right software, by enough so that it just, you know, most hospitals are running under such thin margin. You cut that extra payment out, they can't do it. So in the beginning, they didn't do it for pediatric and psychiatric hospitals. And since then, you know, what they did was they took $30 billion and they paid people to install electronic health records. So we did that. I mean, people did that and they took that money. But then in the end, I think a lot of them found out they regretted it, because putting in software that's meaningful use certified has proven to be so expensive that it's driven hospitals out of business. They can't make a profit anymore. There's a psychiatric hospital, you know, in the United States, in North Carolina, that uses WorldVista EHR. And they've enhanced it, by the way, considerably. And I have to say, the state of North Carolina has decided to allow them to release any software changes that they made. And that will be coming out. But in fact, the state of North Carolina is going to force this hospital to go and use Epic. And I don't know if at this point, because there's so much pressure to try to get psychiatric hospitals to use meaningful use software, certified software, and I think probably the pressure is coming from the vendors that have the meaningful use certified software, like Epic and Cerner, who can afford to keep up with these, that I don't know how long it is even psychiatric hospitals are going to be able to continue to use it. So there's also a lack of open source vendors. There are a few vendors for Vista in the United States, but they're closed source. As I mentioned, it comes out as a public domain software so that they can modify it and use it, and they don't have to keep it free and open source. I have to say that I was surprised, but I learned that, you know, this vendor's been talking badly about Vista for a very long time. Once I first came involved with it, I went to AMIA meetings, which is American Medical Informatics Association, and talked to people about would they like to use Vista. And this was all before meaningful use started and all that. And people would come up to me and said, oh, we'd never want to use Vista. Vista's terrible. I said, have you ever seen it? No, I've never seen it, but I've talked to people and they told me it's terrible. Well, it isn't terrible. People really like it. And there's lots of people that would love to use it, because something like 85% of physicians and others that train in VA hospitals and hospitals are associated with universities and all that have used Vista, and they want to put it in their office when they come out, but they basically can't. It just, everything's prohibitive price-wise and everything else to be able to do that. So they're stuck using a proprietary product. Another one is risk diversity. I ran into people that had CEOs that, put in a medical record system. If the system didn't work, they would, they would hide the fact that they ever tried to put it in the first place. They don't want to ever be accused of doing something that cost the hospital money and then didn't work. So they want to use Cerner or Epic. And it's not easy to implement medical software. There's all sorts of interfaces that usually need to be done, like to laboratories and lots of other things. And it's difficult, and it's prohibitive to people that have a private practice. So, and then, like I said, there's not vendors around to support it after it's installed. So you may say, well, why am I bothering to tell you about it? And it's because I really think that we could help people in, overseas with the software, because it's so capable and does so much more than most of the open source systems that are used for small projects overseas. What happened in Jordan, for instance, could happen elsewhere, and for a very reasonable price for people. Okay, barriers to free, yeah. Well, this is what I'm talking about, using it worldwide. You really have to start, you have to get some funding to get things started. And you usually need to try to get it into a place that, start it in just a small part of the hospital, like maybe a few clinics. And then you need to train people how to use it. We don't think having a vendor that installs it and then and tries to keep it going is going to work. That's not going to work. You need to have the local people take it on, learn it like they did in Jordan, and then support it. And when they need help, they can get a vendor or specialists, people from the VA or that have worked at the VA or know Vista very well, like people inside Will Vista, to help. But you really need to get it going, and then you have those people be able to help it roll it out in the rest of the country. So we just don't think the idea of having a vendor just install it is going to work at all. And I have to say, in Jordan, they've done very nicely, and at one point they were starting to expand to maybe go into other countries, but I think the funding has become so tight that they haven't done that. Haven't actually done that at this point. And then they also found in Jordan, once they got people trained, that vendors would come in and take, hire their people away for money. So that's another problem. And it's English. It's written for use in English, and it would be possible to put it into another language, but it would be quite a bit of work. At one point, they were thinking of trying to do it into German and decided that it was more work than they wanted to take on. But we do believe that it could be done. There's some provisions inside Vista that would help with it already, but it would be difficult to put it into another language, because it basically uses ASCII text.
Excuse me, okay. Dr. Entreside, 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think I'm about done, aren't I? I told you about Jordan already. Okay, so the one more thing I wanted to tell you about is that at the moment, the VA is trying to replace Vista with Cerner. They're having a whole lot of problems, and they've stopped rolling it out at the moment. I have a link here to a YouTube video. It'll say where the VA people are telling why they want to go to Cerner, and if you watch it, the second half of it has a separate panel that will tell you why they shouldn't be doing it. And the cost is tremendous for what it's going to cost them to do that, to roll it over. We're guessing in the neighborhood of $50 billion. Okay, I'll quit there. I think that may be my last slide anyway. except how to contact me. Let me do that. Yes.
Well, thank you very much for this talk. There's a question here about if you could elaborate on the similarities or the comparison between World Vista and GNU ELF, if you know about it.
No, I don't know. I don't know that.
Oh, okay. It's a similar platform. It integrates. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead and tell me what about it.
It's a platform that integrates different sub platforms like a health hospital management system, for example.
So Vista is very integrated, I would say. You know, there are separate packages, but they are also very, those of you that are interested, look at vivian.worldvista.org, and you'll see a little bit about how the packages are related. I mean, so many things, like if in pharmacy, before you want to get a certain drug, you'd like to know what the laboratory value for the creatinine for kidney function is, and that sort of thing. So a lot of things are really integrated together. And I mean, in a lot of ways, it's very good. Mm-hmm. So instead of trying to plug this in and plug that in. Now, I won't say we haven't plugged some things into it, but when we add things on, like a web server or some other things to WorldVista EHR, we try to make it so that you can put it in. But if the support doesn't continue for that particular package, that Vista won't fall apart.
Okay, I see. Thank you. I have a question about whether you know if there are any countries using similar free software as World Vista, maybe for a slightly different aim, but in the same vein as that software?
There's other software, but like I said, there's just nothing that's anywhere near close in capabilities as Vista. I mean, because it's been, you know, like I said, it's been built up over the years to take care of this, take care of that. There's so much you can do by configuring Vista that it's extremely capable. And the other softwares are in their infancy relative to it. But then on the other hand, the other ones can be implemented more easily and they may be there to run an HIV clinic out in the middle of the desert somewhere, you know? And so what we've tried to suggest is that Vista be used in a large hospital in, in maybe the capital or whatever, and then make interfaces to this other software so the data can be fed in and kept in the Vista system, and you can get the advantages of Vista and still be able to use this less difficult to implement in software.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. If people have any other questions, feel free to put them in the chat right now. But I, at the moment, I don't see any more. Maybe I can go with one last question. What, in your opinion, could we do to fight the change to EPIX that you were discussing instead of?
Oh, it's to change to Cerner.
Cerner, sorry.
I don't know. It's tough because even people there's a few people in Congress now that have finally started to realize that this isn't great, and probably what they should be doing is putting money into enhancing Vista instead. Because, like I said, 20 years ago, they stopped. They kept saying they were going to replace Vista, and they've tried multiple times to do it. But they haven't been investing in Vista the way they should. And we really think they should go back to, you know, the teams to support the packages and all those sorts of things. And I don't think that'd be that hard to do, because the VA did that in the beginning. Like I said, they trained their own people and trained them to program in months and trained them all the APIs and how everything works together. And they would bring them in and do that. And they've stopped doing that, but they they can do that again. And that's something that was discussed in that meeting that I had the link to by, you know, a former CIO, two former CIOs for the VA were in that panel. And it's amazing to me that the press chose to just absolutely nobody covered what they had to say. I mean, there was in the press everywhere else what the VA people had to say, but nothing about what these former CIOs of the VA had to say. Not a word anywhere. So, you know, it's really tough. And I tried to stop them from even doing it in the first place. I went up to the Hill and talked and talked and talked till I was blue in the face. And they went right ahead and did it anyway. And I'm sure if anybody looked at my what I gave them, told them in the papers I gave them about why they shouldn't do it, they'd have to say, you know, you were right. But it's tough. You know, you got big business competing against the likes of us. Forget it. You know?
Yeah, that's it's unfortunate. Very tough.
Yeah, it's very tough. So I appreciate all of you guys listening in. And, you know, if you want to spread the slide deck on, we have, you've got my email address. If you'd like to come to a support call, we take up all sorts of topics on the support call, including, you know, talking to people that think they might want to implement Vista or whatever. You know, it isn't that you've got to be a programmer, you got to be a this, or you got to be a that to come to those calls. Mm-hmm. They're very open. One of the things that we've been doing lately is working with some for Gulf Coast University students on projects that they're working on. So we enjoy trying to help educational institutions. And one of the beauties of this is the educational institutions can't get into the back end of any of these proprietary things, but they can get in and use Vista in their both in their computer programs and in their medical education programs. So that's one thing you can't really stop us from, you know, your meaningful use isn't going to stop. You can go ahead and use it for education. And I have to say, though, even though to me the definition of skipping my mind, but anyway, the reason you're supposed to be able to use some things for education free of charge, the AMA is not allowing that either. So if a school has to use the CPT codes, they have to pay for it. But, you know, like I said, George, if he's on this call, has come up with another way we can use something else instead, and we can make a crosswalk table and so that we can get around not using the CPT codes in the educational institutions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Maybe one last question. From the chat, we have, what made Jordan successful in adopting Vista?
I think it was some of it was that the king himself was involved in this and committed to go ahead and doing this. And they kept it all open source. Like I said, they had and they just decided to do it and they did it. You know, they just, and like I said, they've expanded everything they could do to try and make this successful in their country with support of all sorts, you know, like, you know, the libraries and the training and the universities and all of that. And I don't think that would have happened without the king being behind it, the whole thing.
But do you know, are you doing any advocacy? Do you know how the king got a sense of that?
I think it was his private physician. Now, how that person did, I don't know.
Interesting.
We were, I think originally Jordan reached out to the VA. And then somebody in the VA, I think, told him about World Vista. Then when they decided they were going to look into this, they actually hired somebody that was part of World Vista at the time to help advise them on open source software. And in the end, they decided they wanted to use World Vista EHR. So it was like, I don't know, a two, three, 4 year process before they actually made the decision to go ahead with WorldVista EHR. And at that time they had, I think, three people that were involved in setting up the original, nonprofit organization to be behind it. Now I think they have well over 300 people, and they have a whole system for rolling it out into new hospitals quickly. I mean, in that country, they had a lot of hospitals that had no computers whatsoever, and people that didn't know how to keyboard. I mean, it was amazing what they've done. Just amazing. And like I said, I've got a slide deck that I can give people a link to if they'd want to take a look at this. It's phenomenal. They were really mm-hmm. committed, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah, this is a very interesting story. I think we're out of time for today. Dr. Anthracite, I thank you personally, and I think everyone does in the chat. Thank you for this wonderful presentation.
And like I said, we're more than happy to continue to talk to people on our support calls. They're Saturday morning at 10:30 Eastern Time and Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And just drop me an email and I'll get you put on the list to receive an invitation.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, do I need to send you the PDF version?